You've probably never realized how important the details of your name and address are. For example, consider mine. I alone am Josh McDowell, 204 East Main Street, Richardson, zip code 75080, Texas, USA, North American continent, planet Earth. Now, planet Earth separates my planet from all the others. North American continent separates my continent from the others on planet Earth. Country USA separates my country from the others in the North American continent. The state of Texas separates my state from all the others. The city of Richardson eliminates all the other cities. The zip code area 75080 separates my zip code area from any others in the city of Richardson. Main Street separates my street from all the others in the zip code area. 204 East separates my house from all the others on Main Street. My last name, McDowell, separates me from anyone else living there by another last name. And my first name, Josh, separates me from 4 billion people alive today. In the same way, but with a lot more detail, God wrote an address to identify his son, the Messiah, and he did it through prophecy. There are approximately 60 major prophecies and 270 ramifications in the Old Testament, all fulfilled in one person, Jesus Christ. For example, in Micah 5:2, God eliminates all the cities of the world but one for his son's entrance into humanity when he says it would be in the city of Bethlehem, less than 1,000 inhabitants at that time. In Genesis 3:15, God says that his son would be born of the seed of the woman. Every other person referred to in the scriptures is referred to as being born of the seed of the man. Now, each of these messianic prophecies which I'm discussing are recorded in the Old Testament and later fulfilled in the life of a carpenter from Nazareth named Jesus. In Malachi 3, God even gives a time sequence. The Messiah will come while the temple is still standing in Jerusalem. It's quite significant that the temple was destroyed in 70 AD and has not been rebuilt. In fact, the only part remaining is the Wailing Wall. The Old Testament predicts many details of the Messiah's life. In Genesis, we are told that God's son was to be a descendant of Abraham. Now, Abraham had two sons, Isaac and Ishmael. God chose the line of Isaac. Now, Isaac had two sons, Jacob and Esau. God eliminates 50% of the line of Isaac when he chose the line of Jacob. Now, any math major can see the probability building up. Jacob had 12 sons, out of which developed the 12 tribes of Israel. And now God eliminates 11/12 of the tribes of Israel when he chose the tribe of Judah. Now within the tribe of Judah, the line of Jesse was chosen. Now Jesse had 8 sons. And now God eliminates 7/8 of the family line of Jesse when he chose the house of David to be the line of the Messiah. And it is a matter of historical record that the carpenter, Jesus of Nazareth, was of the line of David. Isaiah tells us that God's son would begin his ministry along the shores of the Sea of Galilee. According to Psalm 78, he would speak to the people in parables, and as prophesied in Isaiah, perform miracles of healing. In Zechariah, we are told that God's son would enter the city of David, Jerusalem, riding on a donkey. And as prophesied in Psalm 41 and in Zechariah, God's son would 1. Be betrayed, 2. By a friend, 3. For 30 pieces, 4. Of silver, not gold, 5. Thrown on the floor, 6. In the temple, 7. Be used to buy a potter's field. A prophecy dating 1012 BC describes the manner of the Messiah's death, giving very exact details of a Roman-style crucifixion. This is especially interesting when we consider that the Romans did not use crucifixion till around 200 BC, more than 800 years after the prophecy was made. Isaiah 53 tells us that God's son would be buried in a rich man's tomb. It also predicts in Psalm 16 that the Messiah would be resurrected from the dead. It is an historical fact that Jesus of Nazareth literally fulfilled every one of the more than 300 messianic prophecies given in the Old Testament. This evidence overwhelmingly identifies Jesus as God's Son, the Messiah.